Very happy to be talking to Celia Ferber. She is with Recology. She's a zero waste specialist. And good morning to you, Celia.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you here. Okay, so Recology has been in business for about 6 months now, taking over for the Ratto Group in terms of taking away our trash. What have you learned about Sonoma County garbage in the last 6 months or so?
You know, it's actually been almost exactly 3 months. We took over on December 23rd.
Okay, three months. Little less time to learn exactly how we're doing, but are there any temporary conclusions so far?
Well, we're making progress every day to recologize the whole operation.
Recologize. I like it.
Yeah. It's in Santa Rosa. All new trucks are coming on board by the end of May. And we're doing all the cart swaps for all the residential customers in Santa Rosa. So
what are the new carts going to look like?
It's gray for garbage, green for compost, blue for recycling. They have labels on them, so it's really clear about what goes where.
Oh, good.
And the compost cart comes with a handy little kitchen compost pail, so it's easy to compost your food scraps.
And now, is this only in the city proper that this is going to happen, or Sonoma County wide?
This particular rollout is only happening in Santa Rosa right now, and that's because that's a brand new contract, whereas the other cities, we basically inherited the contracts that the Ratto Group already had with those cities.
Okay, because I live in Kenwood, and I want one of those kitchen pails.
Yes. They're not yet.
But one of the issues that I know you're working on, Celia, is trying to make sure that we get a better understanding of what exactly can go in the yard waste can, or the thing we've been calling the yard waste can.
You are absolutely correct.
I know you could throw eggshells in there and stuff like that, but it really is there. I mean, every food scrap you can throw in there, correct?
Everything from meat, bones, dairy,
veggies,
prepared food. Yeah, veggies, of course, the produce, the fruit, any of that. If it's prepared food, if you have pizza that's gone bad or Chinese food that's gone bad that you're not going to eat, that can go in the compost bin.
Yeah, come on, who
has
that?
Anything that was once edible.
Nobody has leftover Chinese food or pizza, really. But I am concerned about the pizza boxes, because usually what I do, and you'll tell me if this is wrong, you know, usually what I do is I cut off the part that's all greasy and yucky and stuff like that and recycle the rest. What should I be doing?
What you're doing works just fine, because you're making sure that the greasy part is going in the compost, and that the unsoiled, non-greasy, just regular cardboard part is getting recycled. So that's 100% okay. For someone who's maybe not going to put that time into tearing it in half, the whole entire pizza box is okay to go in the compost bin.
Okay. So, but no, nothing else that you would throw in your recycling bin would go into the compost. Just food items, any kind of discarded food items, and obviously as long as the packaging is off, right?
Right. We don't want the packaging. And one other thing I'll mention is soiled paper. So your coffee grounds and that coffee filter are A-okay to go in the compost bin.
What about napkins and paper towels and things like that?
Yeah, those too, absolutely.
Wow, it's interesting. And it's an interesting, you know, cutoff in terms of what can go into your recycling, because we, of course, think a lot about paper recycling, which goes in the recycling bin. But this mm-hmm. other kind of what you call soiled paper, which covers a lot of territory, Celia, let's face it, mm-hmm. can go into the yard waste bin. And the whole point is to keep less garbage, at the minimum of garbage, into our landfills, right?
Right, correct. If you're putting everything that's compostable in your compost bin, and you're putting everything that's recyclable in the recycling bin, what you're left with in the garbage bin is very minimal.
Yeah.
You're left with things like maybe latex gloves or Band-Aids.
Well, that would be a tiny little garbage can you'd need if those were the only two things you had in it. But you're right. I mean, you know, for years I've found that, you know, I've gotten like the smaller and smaller garbage cans, and the recycling is the first to go in terms of getting full. at the end of the week. Yes. That's for sure. And I always wonder, though, about certain items that I toss into the recycling bin. You know, do they actually get recycled? Like, for example, if I have a package of toilet paper and I mm-hmm. take off the plastic covering for that package and I throw that into my recycling bin, that actually gets recycled?
No. And let me just clarify plastics.
Yeah, please do.
It's confusing.
Yeah, we need help.
On this, yes. And on that line, I want to also let you know, and everyone who's listening, that we're sending out educational newsletters. Some are going out this week. Some are going to go out in the next couple weeks. But Santa Rosa and Petaluma are getting those newsletters first. And that goes over the long list of what can go in each container and what shouldn't go in. So that should clear it up for everyone too. So I hope everyone who receives those will, you know, take the time to look at them. But anyways, regarding plastics, the best rule to go by is if it's a container. If it's a plastic container, mm-hmm. it's most likely recyclable. So think bottles, tubs, jugs.
Yeah.
If it's a film plastic, like shrink wrap or a Ziploc bag mm-hmm. or Saran wrap, we're not able to process it at the recycling facility. It gets caught in the machinery. It's a nuisance at the facility, and it actually has almost no value. We can't find a buyer for that material.
Okay. So that's got to go in the trash, which is a shame.
Right.
You know, there's hopefully one day that will, that particular part of the procedure will change and be mm-hmm. more accommodating to us. What else do people throw in the recycling bin that you just have to, you know, get rid of and take out, and it takes extra time, extra labor, et cetera,
et cetera? The film plastics is a big one. So
yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up. Styrofoam is also really problematic. A lot of people get packages or they buy electronics and the styrofoam is in the cardboard. The cardboard has a lot of value. We're always able to recycle the cardboard, but it's a problem when the styrofoam is left inside.
Well, the styrofoam, cardboard. Most of the time, Celia, has that little insignia carved into the bottom of it that we all think, okay, this is recyclable. Is that true or not true?
Well, it has the little recycling symbol, and it says number 6, which is polystyrene. Styrofoam is expanded polystyrene. Just because something has a little recycling symbol, it doesn't mean it's truly able to be recycled. It's dependent on what the recycling facilities can handle and process and what they can find buyers for.
Well, this is why you end up with so much stuff that's not recyclable. Because if we see the insignia, then we're probably going to toss it in there. And, I think we're all trying to do the best thing possible in terms of our refuse. But obviously, really focusing on the composting fact about this. And you don't have to, it's not like a big pile of stuff in your backyard that you have to go turn and tend to, et cetera. And this, what does this all turn into?
It goes to a commercial compost facility. So there are 4 that we send material to. One's in Ukiah, one is in Novato, one's in Richmond, and the other one is in Napa. And so these are large commercial operations. It's like a 60 to 90 day process where they're turning this food waste and even the yard waste too into this rich, nutritious compost material that they're able to sell to wineries and farmers in general. It's used for agricultural purposes.
Yeah, and especially when you throw in some of those coffee grounds, right? Because that is supposed to make for pretty rich soil in which things have an easier time growing. So that seems like a good addition to it.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's very nutritious. It's highly sought after. Highly sought after material, and it's nice because it closes the loop. You know, from you ate the food. There were scraps in the process of making that food, or maybe there was, you know, a little bit of byproduct, a little bit of waste from that food, and then it's going back to the earth to grow more food. It's a full closed loop cycle rather than going to the landfill.
Does Recology have any sort of a timetable in terms of, you know, how much preferably we would like to compost and we would like to recycle, you know, within the next several years?
We do have, we have different goals for different cities, and it's based off of our contracts. Overall, I will say that we're just trying to increase participation in the recycling and compost programs.
Yeah.
We're monitoring those tonnages really closely every month. We're looking at, okay, how many tons did we increase getting recycled? How many tons did we increase in getting sent to the compost facilities? How many tons were we able to decrease?
Yeah.
That we're sent to the landfill. So we're closely monitoring that.
Well, as you know, many of our landfills right now are filled with things that we never would have expected them to be filled with, parts of burned out houses and mm-hmm. all kinds of other stuff. So anything we can do to minimize the stuff that we have control over, which is what goes on in our homes and our yards, you know, so much the better. And it's going to contribute to trying to right that part of the ship in terms of our landfill too. So all good news, and thanks for the education, Celia, and I'll look forward to the printout of the exactly, you know, what you can, what you can't, so that I get a little better educated about it too. We'll look for that coming up, and thanks for being here this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, Pat.
All right. That is Celia Ferber. She is a zero waste specialist with Recology. And yeah, obviously, still a little bit of education left for me to get about this whole process, and maybe you too.